שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 500.
Lewis studying Shamati's article 38, The fear of God is his treasure. You're welcome to enter cub.tv and ask questions, or you can download the article as well. Selected questions about the relevant topics will be aired live. Again, Shamati's article 38, The fear of God is his treasure. A treasure is a vessel in which a possession is placed. Grain, for example, is placed in the barn, and precious things are placed in a more heavily guarded place. Thus, every received thing is called by its correlation to the light, and the vessel must be able to receive the things. It is as we learn that there is no light without a vessel, and this applies even in corporeality. Yet, what is the vessel in spirituality in which we can receive the spiritual bounty that the Creator wants to give, which will match the light? That is, as in corporeality, where the vessel needs a correlation with the object that is placed in it. For example, we cannot say that we have treasures of wine which are poured in a new sex to keep the wine from pouring down, or that we have taken a lot of flour in barrels. Indeed, there is a conduct that the container of wine is barrels and jars, and the container for the flour is sex and not flour, barrels, etc. Thus, there is a question, what is the spiritual container, the vessels from which we can make a big treasure of the upper bounty? There is a rule that the cow wants to feed more than the calf wants to eat. This is because his wish is to do good to his creatures, and the reason for the tzimtzum restriction, we must believe it is for our own good. And the reason must be that we do not have the right vessels where the bounty can be, like the corporeal vessels, which must be right for what is placed there. Hence, we must say that if we add the vessels, there will be something to hold the added bounty. The answer to comes to that is that in his treasury, the Creator only has only the treasure of fear of God. Yet we should interpret what fear is, that it is the vessel, and the treasure is made of this vessel, and all the important things are placed in it. He said that fear is, as it is written about Moses, our sages said, the reward for, and Moses hid his face for he was afraid to look, he was rewarded with the similitude of the Lord doth he behold. Fear refers to one's fear of the great pleasure that exists there, that one will not be able to receive it in order to bestow. The reward for that, for having had fear, is that thus he had made for himself a vessel in which to receive the upper bounty. This is man's work. And besides that, we attribute everything to the Creator. Yet, it is not so with fear, because the meaning of fear is to not receive. And what the Creator gives, he gives only to receive. And this is the meaning of, everything is in the hands of God, except the fear of God. This is the vessel that we need. Otherwise we will be considered fools. As our sages said, who is a fool? He who loses what he is given. It means that the Sitra Achra, the other side, will take the abundance from us if we cannot aim in order to bestow. Because then it goes to the vessels of reception, which is the Tisra Achra and impurity. This is the meaning of, and ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. Observing means fear. And although the nature of the light is that it keeps itself, meaning that the light leaves before one wants to receive the light into the vessels of reception, yet one must do it by himself, as much as one can. As our sages said, you will observe yourselves a little from below, and I will observe you a lot from above. The reason we attribute fear to people, as our sages said, everything is in the hands of God but the fear of God, is because He can give everything except fear. This is because the Creator gives, what the Creator gives is more love, not fear. Acquiring fear is through the power of Torah and mitzvot. It means that when one engages in Torah and mitzvot with the intention to be rewarded with bringing contentment to one's maker, that aim that rests on the acts of mitzvot and the study of Torah brings one to attain it. Otherwise, one must say, although one keeps Torah and mitzvot in every item and detail, one will still remain merely in the degree of holy still. It follows that one should always remember the reason that obligates one to engage in Torah and mitzvot. This is what our sages meant by that your holiness will be for my name. It means that I will be your cause, meaning that your entire work is in wanting to delight me, meaning that all your deeds will be in order to bestow. Our sages said, everything there is in keeping, there is in remembering, meaning that all those who engage in keeping Torah and mitzvot with the aim to achieve remembering, by way of, when I remember him, he will not suffer me to sleep, it follows that the keeping is primarily in order to be awarded remembering. Thus, one's desire to remember that the Creator is the cause for keeping Torah and mitzvot, this is so because it follows that the reason and the cause to keep the Torah and mitzvot is the Creator, as without it, one cannot cleave to the Creator, since he and I cannot dwell in the same abode due to the disparity of form. The reason that the reward and punishment is not revealed, that we must only believe in reward and punishment, is because the Creator wants everyone to work for him and not for themselves. This is discerned as disparity of form from the Creator. If the reward and punishment were revealed, one would work because of self-love, meaning so that the Creator would love him, or because of self-hate, meaning for fear that the Creator would hate him. It follows that the reason for the work is only the person, not the Creator, and the Creator wants that he will be the compelling reason. It turns out that fear is precisely when one recognizes one's lowness and says that he is serving the king, meaning that one's wish to bestow upon him is considered a great privilege, and it is more valuable than one that he can say. It is according to the rule that with an important person, what is given to him is considered receiving from him. To the extent that one feels one's lowness, to that extent one can begin to appreciate the greatness of the Creator, and the desire to serve him will awaken. However, if one is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. This is the meaning of a fool, an evil, and a ruled go together. The reason is that since one has no fear, meaning one cannot lower oneself before the Creator and say that it is a great honor for him to be able to serve him without any reward, one cannot receive any wisdom from the Creator, and he remains a fool. Then he who is a fool is wicked. As our sages said, one does not sin unless folly entered him.
I feel that it's brings about a confusion, this article. But let's imagine it in a different manner. Everyone remembers the example of the guest and the host. So, after the host spread everything before the guest, and the guest feel the great shame that really burns him, and he's willing to feel anything but that shame. And the host mercy the guest and conceal. What does he conceal? If he'll conceal himself, the guest would eat what's on the table, then he'll fulfill himself, and by that, it's all gone, all done. He remains still. He receives, and that's it. So it he remains on a corporeal level, completely detached from the host, meaning it is insufficient to conceal the host, rather you also need to conceal the pleasures and to open it up only to the extent that the guest can reply with the same attitude towards the host as he revealed towards the guest in small quantities, meaning the pleasures and the sensation of the host and the appetite in the guest, all three must be revealed gradually and equally. And then, in small dosage, the guest need to be given conditions that will allow him to build equal attitude to the host. Just as is the attitude of the host towards him. Well, love. So how do we do that? The smallest degree for the host to open up the pleasures of the food and open up his attitude towards the guest, this is a very high degree. With respect to the guest, it's a very high degree. It's something new. It's, well, at the time of the concealment, he did not feel. So how can he prepare himself so that he will be prepared in advance to develop the attitude towards the host as the host was with respect to him in the first degree? That should the pleasures be revealed, he will know, well, he will be protected to treat them only as mean. To receive them and above them to be love for the landlord, for the host. So what kind of a preparation should the guest have? Meaning out of this necessity for the restriction and the screen to precede the revelation of the light, the disclosure of the light, disclosure of the Creator. This necessity brings us to fear, which is the main thing. Indeed, the fear of God is one's treasure. Should a person develop in him the quality of fear, anxiety, that he will not be able to bestow upon the Creator? That sensation, in each and every moment, that should the Creator reveal, I will not be protected, I will not be able to reply to him or pay back. This fear is the preparation for the revelation of the Creator throughout all the degrees. rather obviously in each and every degree in in a different intensity and different manners. However, this is the condition that should a person acquire it, then he is ready for the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, we are organized on the preparatory degree towards a spiritual degree called this world, whereby in our current state, our current degree, all the conditions exist for us to be able to stabilize in ourselves the quality of the light. Just as the Zohar explained to us as the first precept, the precept of fear, not of the light, that the first order, commandment, is not fear of this world or corporeal anxieties that people tend to be full with, and as people are in fear each and every moment, what will happen to me, what might happen, what have happened, what will be, what about me, what about my relatives, etc., etc. We are constantly living in fear. In many instances, we aren't aware of it. However, this is what stabilizes us in each and every moment in life. And instead of that fear, to acquire restriction, meaning to place a restriction upon the fear, especially, and building above it the right fear, whether I would be able to bestow upon the Creator, should His benevolence will be disclosed to me. So, if instead of corporeal fear, we are putting a spiritual fear, then we are correcting the kli. So in order to pass from corporeal fear into spiritual fear, this world was created where we can exert. We are not lacking any corporeal fears. Well, in each and every moment, one is in them. This is our so-called official fulfillment, that I won't lack, or corporal fulfillment, that I won't be hurt, my pride or honor. These are all fears. All our senses, our corporal senses, exist due to fears that I'm guarding my boundaries in order not to allow anyone to penetrate. And our work is opposite. To break through our boundaries outwardly, to open ourselves and integrate in others. In such manner, we are breaking the boundaries fear are depicting those boundaries. So the boundaries of fear depict to us our image, my body, with all that's in it. And then the boundaries around the body, relatives, home, and more and more, more external circles. So my fear depict that constantly, and my senses only tuned at that, the fear. So we won't lack. So I won't lack things. So if by the environment one receives the power, gravity to exit oneself, we begin to feel how good it could be to be outside of oneself. And then one starts to use the power of the environment in order to reach the restriction in the corporeal view and reach the correct fear, fear of God, that cares only if he is revealing himself as bestowing upon me. If this is our concern, then already the Creator gives one the screen. This is called the right fear or and the Creator is revealed to him. Yes?
Timur from Istanbul is asking if we should be integrated in order to receive fear.
Prayer is what's in the heart. This is what the prayer is. We don't need to stand or sit or doing all kind of stands or pose and not to prepare oneself by certain time and place. Rather, what's in the heart is what is called a prayer. Hence, if a person is in an inner work, then accordingly it happens. As a matter of fact, we are praying all day. The question is, what are we praying for? Because the desire itself is the prayer, whatever I want. I don't need to arrange that it will get the create to the creators. If we have to send him a telegram, that it will come to him, otherwise he wouldn't know. Rather, all the hearts, all the desires, meaning, are, as a matter of fact, are in the hands of God, so-called. Hence, we only need to care what will my heart feel. And about that next state is what I constantly need to care for. In the current state, I'm taking as an essential data from which we have to reach a state of what I'm choosing. Always my choice is in what state and what lack do I need in order to be in the next state. What would I like? How would I like to set my heart? This is pretty much the concern, the prayer. Yes. Yes.
The fear that we will know how to bestow upon him, is that a fear that is added to the corporeal fears, or does it exchange them, take their place?
It replaces. The corporeal fears are a stimulation, are a condition from which you are coming to a different fear. You cannot be in few types of fears. It's only in our world, out of the confusion and lack of understanding. But the moment you are advancing towards the truth, it's obvious to you that there's only one source, one reason for all that happens. And then you have no many directions. I want money and honor and health, etc. And I don't want that to harm me and this and that. And rather, if you're advancing towards the Creator, you would have a clear sensation that He's the source for everything. So how would you be concerning about other things? End up tuned towards Him, and that's it. Everything else would be revealed as the reasons for all types of your fears, from which you would locate that there is none else but Him. So who else should be fearful of? Yes.
What is the restriction over my corporeal fear? To ignore it?
Well, we need not think about it. We need to think about corporeal fear, about spiritual fear, and then upon that there'll be restriction and all the necessary actions. Yes, Hanoch.
Miguel from Mexico is asking, how with the help of the group can we raise our the intensity of our demand from the Creator?
Well, first of all, in the group we are processing all the data, hatred to the friends, concern for myself, all kind of other problems that exist here, envy, jealousy, honor, that we are feeling all the time should be more prominent and clearer to me where I am. There must be a scrutiny of the evil inclination. But this scrutiny must be to the extent that I long for the good. I need to long to reveal the love of friends towards me. And that will soften up my heart and enable me and search for it corporally. I begin to feel that within the inner connection with the friends, something warm and big, something that is out of this world, some energy, some warmth, some special force, special connection. That this connection is not up to us and what we are engaged in and where we are physically and intellectually by our fear in our heart. Rather, it is something that connects between us. And it has nothing to do upon us. It's not upon us because there's this kind of an iron bar towards we all connected, to which we all connected. And when I feel that relationships between the hearts, by that I discover our belonging to one another. That sensation is essential in order to start developing something against the narrow ego. Well, let's move to the next part.
Moving to the next part of the lesson from the Zohar.